This is Community Close-Up on WKYK. I'm Michael Dardell, and with me today is Dr. Tom Little, Superintendent of Yancey County Schools, to report to us things that are happening in the schools. Welcome to our program today.
Thank you very much. We're very excited today being the first day of school and all of our children back in the routine. Our teachers are very excited about their first day back. We've spent some time getting ready for today, and I feel like things are going to go very, very well. We had our board meeting this week on Monday, and of course the main thing that we're looking at is our tobacco-free environment. We just want to remind everyone that all school property now is tobacco-free. This is going to be a statewide law next year, so we decided to jump on board and be prepared for the mandate that we're going to have. So just as a reminder, all of our schools, at any time, school property, playgrounds, in school vehicles, there is no smoking, no chewing tobacco whatsoever. We've put some things in place to help employees who are smokers to help them quit should they so desire. We're very, very much involved in making it a smoke-free environment. The other thing the board addressed at the meeting was our budget for this year. We've had a very difficult time with finance this year and getting school started, but we think we're in pretty good shape. We made some cuts at the central office, which has been was a little difficult to do in that there is X amount of work that has to be done regardless of the number of people we have there. We cut about $250,000 in salaries out of the central office before we went to County Commission. And then, of course, County Commission cut us another 10% of our local budget, so we wound up then having to make $450,000 worth of cuts. We took out another $100,000 from central office and then made cuts in various line items and transferred salaries for teachers to federal programs and so forth. So we feel very good about that. We were able to make the cuts we needed to make without having to impact student learning. We did not have to cut any teachers, which was our main concern. We're trying to have some consistency as far as what we're teaching in various schools to promote student learning. If children wind up transferring from one school to another, we're working to develop curriculum guides and pacing guides with science, math, language arts, and social studies, as well as the arts and PE. So all of that is in place. We are having monthly meetings with teachers to continue that because we know that it needs to be a grassroots approach, not a top-down. So we're very excited about our new school year. The school board's behind us 100%, and everyone's moving in the right direction. We've also adopted a new substitute handbook this year, which will give us more consistency. We have about 150 substitutes system-wide, and we want them all to have the same guidelines and understand what needs to be done in the classroom. So we have the substitute handbook that each of those will be given, and there will be standardized things that need to be understood by each substitute. We also will be sending home our Student Rights and Responsibilities handbook. This is in a much clearer format this year, so all parents will be receiving that. Probably it will go home next week. One final thing I wanted to mention, our test scores this year from last year look really good. They've not been released officially, but I've seen some preliminary reports, and the scores have gone up from the previous year. Last year's scores appear to be very high, and I attribute that to the emphasis teachers have placed on curriculum and teaching techniques. We work very hard in that area. We also appreciate the support of parents because we all know that without parents' support, we're not going to do as well. Research shows that test scores go up when parents are involved in their children's education. So we do appreciate parents' support. So that's about it for what's going on in education in Yancey County Schools. We're moving. We're improving. We've always had a good school system, and we're going to continue to move in that direction.
A lot of things always changing in the school systems. Our guest today, Dr. Tom Little, Superintendent for the Yancey County Schools.